Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation, and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next-door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings, and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca and Tass.
Thanks, Tass. Nick Rees is our next guest. Nick is a councillor at the City of Melbourne and also does some really valuable work at Melbourne University. Now, we know, Nick, you're joining us because you actually want someone to hear you as opposed to on Sky News. Is that right?
Oh, very good, Macca. Look,
I've never thought of you as being harsh on the eye, Nick.
Thank you, Tass. And, of course, you and I know each other very well, having worked together for a good progressive government here in Victoria once upon a time. My mother was a Conservative, grew up in Western Sydney, went to the same high school as John Howard, can you believe? My dad, Catholic, a real social justice type. So, look, I guess I'm open to a broad range of views on most issues.
Well, Nick,
good to hear.
There's one thing, I don't know, it's just been updated that Donald Trump has commuted the sentence of longtime friend Roger Stone. Well, I suppose he's going to commute a few because he needs a few more people to vote for him, doesn't he?
What does that mean, Macca? What does that mean?
Well, he's reduced his sentence. He's basically said your sentence has been completed.
Yes, indeed. So Roger Stone has a friendship with Donald Trump going back several decades, long-time business partner, political advisor and confidant. He was sentenced to 40 months in prison for lying under oath to Congress when he was facing charges of tampering with a witness and interfering in an investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 election. Donald Trump has used his presidential power to commute the sentence, so that means that Roger Stone will not have to serve prison time. He still carries the sentence, but he doesn't have to actually do the time. The White House said that poor Mr. Roger Stone had been caught up as a victim of the Russia hoax.
Oh, it's a hoax. You know, Donald, we've got so many things that we know you want to talk about. But as I said, he doesn't want him in jail because if he's in jail, he can't vote and he needs every vote he can get, doesn't he, Tass?
I'm almost speechless about that. I didn't know about Roger Stone being commuted till this morning, just now. I'm astonished by that. Look, Nick, talk to us about the polls. What are the polls telling us in the US? We had a very interesting perspective this morning from Misha Ketchel, so I'm interested in your perspective.
Well, look, picking up on Macca's point, I think Donald Trump will need more than just the vote of his old mate Roger Stone if he's going to come back and be competitive in this presidential vote in November. The current Real Clear Politics, which is a very respected website that analyses US polling, currently has Joe Biden having a 9.5 percent point lead over Donald Trump when they do a meta-analysis of all the current polls across the US.
So that's a combination of all those polls, isn't it, Nick? It allows for a sampling error, so it gives a picture of what all the polls are saying.
That's exactly right, Macca. And look, some of the socio-demographic breakdowns of the polls are quite extraordinary. So across the population, he has a 9.5% lead, Biden over Trump. But amongst women, Biden has a 20-point lead. Amongst black Americans, Biden has a 78% lead.
Wow.
And I'm going to put it to you that I suspect they're turning out to vote this time, unlike in 2016. And it is the case that Joe Biden now has a substantially bigger lead than Hillary ever had over Donald Trump. And in other sort of key indicators, in terms of performance and presidential performance, 56% of Americans disapprove of Donald Trump's performance, while 40% approve. Some of your listeners might say they can't believe that 40% of people actually approve, but as we know, Donald Trump does have a very much a rusted-on supporter base. As he once bragged, I could kill someone in Times Square and they would still vote for me. But look, that is overall a very worrying set of polling numbers. And even by Donald Trump's normal erratic standards, I think he's been particularly erratic lately, and some people are putting that back to his slide in the polls. Having said all that, I really want to put a big caveat out there that we are still, you know, 150 days away from that November poll. And
They will close.
I would expect that they will. And as I'm sure many listeners are also thinking, hey, polls were predicting Hillary was going to win last time.
Although she got more votes.
She never had the margin that Biden now has.
With regard to this, Nick, so we call them postal votes in Australia. In the US, they're called mail-in votes. And it's important to know that Donald Trump, you know something is he's probably talking about something that's correct when he calls it a hoax. So if he calls it a hoax, you actually know that what he's talking about, you know, when he says mail-in voting is a hoax and it's going to be corrupted by fraud, what he means is it's actually a good thing and it's pretty robust. So we've seen...
I was going to say, it's interesting you say that, Macca, because, of course, in Australia, mail-in voting is an established part of our electoral system now. In fact, local government elections in Victoria scheduled to happen in October, and they're going to, across the state, occur by mail-in. And indeed, in the city of Melbourne, mail-in voting has been used for many years now.
And it's the reality is that Trump and his press secretary, or the one that who's press secretary this fortnight, they've actually done mail-in voting themselves 11 times in the last 3 years. In different states and local. I was not aware of that. Yes,
very nice, Nick. Clearly, one of the factors that's contributing towards this change in Trump's popularity has got to be the way in which he's handling COVID-19 pandemic. What are your reflections on that? Do you think that this is really contributing to that?
Look, I think it absolutely is. And, of course, the US passed a very grim milestone this week with 60,000 new cases occurring in a day for the first time.
Almost 135,000 deaths.
That's right. And 3.25 million, 3.25 million cases of COVID-19 in the US. I mean, just to put this into perspective for you in terms of the scale of the health crisis that's unfolding in the US at the moment, countries like Italy, Spain and Britain all had, you know, many thousands of cases per day at the height of the first wave of COVID-19 through those countries back in March, but they are now back to just a couple of hundred a day. So let's take Italy, for example. They had 6,500 cases per day back in late March. Yesterday, they had just 200 cases per day. In the US, we are still seeing numbers continuing to rise. And as I said, they passed a grim milestone of over 60,000 new cases in a day for the first time this week. And of course, Donald Trump has responded to that by going to war with his chief health officer, Dr. Anthony Fauci, where Fauci has come out and said that the US is still knee-deep in its first wave. And he has called for an end to any winding back of restrictions, whereas Donald Trump is saying that he believes the US is in a good place, and he thinks they're they're heading in the right direction.
So how long?
Again, a case of
Sorry, Nick, how long till Donald Trump bones Anthony Fauci before he sacks him in a Twitter in a tweet or something like that? Because obviously there's no agree, you know, Dr. Fauci is not on the same page, not even the same chapter,
no,
or the
love
same
between them.
The same book. I mean, you know, his survival's got to be measured in weeks, surely.
Look, obviously Donald Trump has a long history of sacking senior officials who disagree with him. I do think it would be really, really hard for even Donald Trump to do that in the case of Dr. Anthony Fauci. I mean, he, unlike some of the other appointments that Trump has made, Fauci has that position because of his expertise as a doctor.
What a novel concept.
Very strong medical track record. And he is seen by many, many Americans as, you know, the final voice of reason in that administration when it comes to responding to this unprecedented public health crisis. So I think even Donald Trump would probably realise that's something that's beyond him of being able to sack Fauci. But, Macca, we cannot put it past President Trump, can we?
Oh, no.
Well, can he actually sack him?
Yep.
I mean, is he on his payroll? He's the head of the infectious...
He can actually sack any federal government employee. Any federal government employee.
But is he a federal government employee?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. There you go. Interesting little symbol that appeared during the course of the week was the Black Lives Matter slogan that was painted outside Trump House in New York.
Trump Tower.
Oh, well, that's right.
Yes.
So what do you think of that,
indeed.
Nick? What do you think of that?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Tass. Look, I think this is a really potent and powerful symbol. For those who haven't seen it, please, you know, look it up on Google. But out the front of Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, the city of New York, has gone and painted in giant block letters in school bus yellow, Black Lives Matter. And in fact, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio was joined by well-known black activist Reverend Al Sharpton with paint rollers to paint this sign. Of course, Donald Trump, when he heard about this, he sort of came out and said that the words Black Lives Matter are a symbol of hate, and he originally was sort of suggesting that his words, great New York police force should sort of step in to stop this from occurring. Alas, it has gone ahead. The mural has been painted. Some listeners may not be aware that Donald Trump no longer lives in New York. A couple of months ago, he moved his official place of residence to Florida.
Yes.
And I should also mention that New York is not the only city that has made a move like this. In fact, the Washington mayor,
yes.
And you know, I do admire the mayors of America, I must say. They are a great part of the American democracy when other levels of government have fallen well short in recent years. But Mayor Muriel Bowser of Washington, she did something similar in Washington a couple of weeks back where she renamed a part of Washington known as 16th Street to Black Lives Matter Plaza, which is just one block from the White House and has indeed been an area which has been a real centre for the Black Lives Matters movement protest over recent months.
Which, of course, the Donald can see that when he gets out from under the sun lamp.
Yes, they are getting some very good real estate, aren't they, with some of these name changes and signs on the streets. They're at the front of his place in Washington and out the front of his, or a block away from his house in Washington. Just at the front of his place in New York and just at the front of his place in Washington. God bless the mayors of America, I say.
Yeah. It's a bold move. It's a symbolic move. And it is interesting that this sort of vandalism has almost been, it has been sanctioned by local government.
It's not vandalism.
Well, no, I suppose it's not. It's protest, really, isn't it?
It's a different form of...
Sanctioned by local government.
It's a different form of pedestrian crossing.
I think it's great. Nick, we're out of time, unfortunately. Great to have you on the airwaves. We look forward to having many more chats as we lead into the federal election with you to help us understand the American psyche, perhaps, and also the political system and the analysis leading towards the election. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And I want to leave you, Nick, with this vision. Donald Trump coming out from under the sun lamp looking like a kidnapped chimp.
Thank you, Macca. I will save that all day. Okay. Great to be with you, and you also, Tad.
Cheers.
Thanks a lot, Nick.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.